One of my Old Testament heroes is Daniel. He was a God-fearing Hebrew who served in exile under four pagan kings. He lived a long and morally uncompromising life. But it wasn't easy. Provision. The first test of Daniel's convictions came early. As a young man, he and his noble colleagues were chosen to serve in King Nebuchadnezzar's court. Serving a king who had just destroyed your country, killed many of your compatriots, and dragged you into a strange land would not be easy. In the first chapter of the book bearing his name, Daniel, and his three friends, begin a three-year cross-cultural training course. You could call it a BA, Babylonian assimilation. Daniel was expected to eat the rich Babylonian food. He refused. But Daniel resolved not to defile himself with the royal food and wine, and he asked permission not to defile himself this way. Daniel chapter 1 verse 8, his supervisor now had a dilemma. He wanted to appease his bright new recruit, but he also needed good results. He explained that if Daniel's health suffered, the king would then have my head because of you. Daniel suggests they try a 10-day trial using a vegetarian and water diet. The results were good and the dilemma was resolved. Prostration. The next test emerges in chapter 3. The king, a megalomaniac, makes an image of gold, of himself, and demands that everyone worship it by prostrating themselves to the ground. Daniel and his friends refuse. They only worship Yahweh, the creator of heaven and earth, and no other god or earthly king. The penalty for disobedience is being thrown alive into a fiery furnace. That's a bit too hot, even for Finns. Nebuchadnezzar is furious with rage. He orders Daniel's friends to be not only incarcerated, but incinerated. We are not told why Daniel was not included in the doomed group. Peering into the flames, and knowing three men had been thrown in, the king exclaims, "Look! I see four men walking around in the fire, unbound and unharmed, and the fourth looks like a son of the gods." Daniel chapter 3 verse 25, God had sent an angel, or was it the pre-incarnate Christ, to rescue them. The three Hebrews emerge from the fire unscathed, and the result was a new respect by the pagan king for them and their god. Prayer. The final test included Daniel, but not his friends. Daniel's jealous, prejudiced and pagan colleagues devise a plan to trap him. Nebuchadnezzar has now died and his successor has been overthrown by Darius, a Mede, not a Babylonian. This new king, also a megalomaniac, is tricked into signing a law requiring everyone to pray for 1 month only to him. The penalty is a one-night stand in a den of hungry lions. Daniel, you guessed it, refused. Daniel only prays to Yahweh, the God of Israel, but also of the whole earth. When he is discovered praying to his God, Daniel is arrested and brought before Darius. The king values Daniel's wisdom and service and tries to save him. But the law is irrevocable and Daniel is thrown to his fate. The next day, the king himself comes to the den fearing the worst. But Daniel is alive and no wound was found on him. Darius is overjoyed and has new respect for Daniel and his God. See Daniel chapter 6 for all the details. These three examples concerning provision, prostration and prayer illustrate one truth. On issues of faith and morality, believers in God should not compromise even if the penalties are severe. In our increasingly secular society, an attitude of no compromise will become increasingly difficult. In many countries in our world, the penalty for being a Jesus follower is not just difficult but life-threatening. Worldwide, thousands are martyred for their faith every year, and largely unreported by the media. Like Daniel, they are willing to lay down their lives on earth, knowing that something far greater awaits them in heaven. Rob Weatherby is a retired pastor.